Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia. Here each week to talk about the motley world of money and investing. On today's show, we're going to talk Google. We're going to play our game of Fool Fact and Fool Fiction. And we'll hear from a guy who read the encyclopedia from A to Z. But we begin this week by talking about some stocks that showed up on the Fool Radar. We're joined by Motley Fool analyst Stephen Simpson from Durham, North Carolina. Stephen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Stephen, let's begin this week by talking hardware. Home Depot and Lowe's both reported strong third quarter earnings. What is your take?
You know, I like both of these companies. I think Home Depot is the slightly better bargain at this particular point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But these are two very, very good companies in a very attractive market, and you kind of have an either-or. You have Lowe's, which doesn't pay much of a dividend and is still more of a growth stock. You have Home Depot, which pays a little bit more of a dividend and is more of kind of your classic big value play.
Mm. And how do you differentiate the consumer experiences? I'm asking that quite naively because I have to admit I'm not much of a fix-it guy, so I've missed this market and these stocks to my detriment.
Well, honestly, I think most people would tell you Lowe's has slightly better customer service. At least that's been my experience. What Home Depot does better, though, is I like their in-stock position better. I can usually find more of what I need. And Home Depot is also expanding into the much larger maintenance, repair, overhaul, and industrial supply markets. And that could be an interesting second leg of growth for them.
Mm. So if it comes down to Home Depot's or Lowe's stock, sounds like you're suggesting
Home Depot today.
Mm-hmm. Next one up, let's stick with retail, and let's move over to clothing. Abercrombie and Fitch, and then The Gap. Both of those companies also reporting earnings this week. Stephen, what'd you see?
Well, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch just makes me cry. This is a stock where I bought it right and sold it way too soon, and so I've seen many tens of dollars on the stock price that haven't done me any good. But it's going gangbusters. Same-store sales were up about 25% in the quarter, and in a lot of ways, this is now what Gap used to be, say, 10, 15 years ago.
Mm. Abercrombie & Fitch stock up about 30% over the last year, but, gee, it's been quite a run here over the last 5 or 10.
Indeed. The whole retail space has been generally hot, and the stores like Abercrombie & Fitch and, you know, to a lesser extent, maybe even American Eagle, if you've got what the teens want or what the young adults want, you are going to do very, very well these days.
Mm. You know, I remember that flap a few years ago, Abercrombie being accused of catering to the high school demographic with, I don't know, how shall I say it, mildly pornographic ads. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, my take on it is that probably did them more good than anything else because there is nothing that teenagers and young adults live for more than just aggravating their parents and society in general. And so if you make it a little bit taboo, you are just ringing their cash registers for them.
Very intelligent management over at Abercrombie. And let's talk a little bit about The Gap. The Gap was such a monster stock in the 80s and a portion of the 1990s. Company lost its way around the turn of the millennium. Is The Gap still a growth company going forward? How do you view The Gap, let's say, over the next 10 years?
I would say it's more of a value play. The thing of it is, once a store like The Gap matures to a certain point, I just don't think you can get that, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch-like growth anymore. And, you know, people kind of grow old with their stores. You know, mm-hmm. I'm kind of a Gap kid. I was that generation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they've kind of moved along with me in terms of their merchandising. And people my age, I don't think, spend as much on clothes or spend as readily as, you know, the younger crowd does. And so that's going to make it a little bit harder for Gap to kind of recapture that growth. But stock looks pretty cheap here, and they do generate some pretty good cash flow.
Mm. Home Depot, Lowe's, Abercrombie & Fitch, and The Gap, all stocks on the Motley Fool Radar. And we thank analyst Stephen Simpson from The Motley Fool from Durham, North Carolina, for his analysis. Stephen, thank you.
Thanks for having me here.